Americans, we come to you live in California. Watch for the Six Wins.
Mm-hmm.
It's Michael Wolf.
Tatiana.
Parker, how you doing today?
Sleepy.
And wake your punk girl up.
I'm sleepy.
Look at you.
I'm sleepy. Like my nephew. I'm sleepy. I'm so sleepy.
I need you to.
I'm up.
There you go.
I got shits to get off.
What they say? What they say? Keep the same energy. All right. Hey, man, we are alive and full of strength and off top.
Right.
Well, I'm by WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Number four. The hook.com.
Mm hmm.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you out looking to start your own line, your own apparel line, or if you're trying to launch some podcast merch,
that's right.
Come by www.watchforthehook.com. Hit that podcast money merch link.
That's right.
Set up a free call. 30 minutes.
Yep.
Free for charge.
Pick my brain.
Me and my dog. And we're going to see if you ready to be about that life.
Yeah, because you got to be about that life. And you know what? I'm actually going to kind of chime in here and say we're gearing up to get ready and drop our second. Would you say second line?
Yeah.
Second brand?
Yeah.
It's really a second brand.
Yeah, it is. It's a second brand.
It is a second brand. We are getting ready to drop our second brand.
Yep, Legacy Greater Than Me is still coming, folks.
It's coming. I'm so excited about that. It's so personal to me.
Between that, for the folks who had, like us, if you had more misses than hits, I thought I was going to kill them with this one, but damn, they still alive.
You're like, why should I schedule a call with y'all?
It's coming too. So, you know, hey, man, we doing things. I ain't gonna say the thing is we doing things.
Yeah. Hey, but like seriously, like if I were an individual listening, I'm like, why the fuck I'm gonna come to y'all then? Because listen, I can tell you what you don't need to do.
I'm gonna tell you to come to us so nobody steal from me.
Oh, I done had an experience with that. I ain't gonna call him out.
Shit, him, them, they, those, and others.
I mean, you're right. All of them.
Yeah, let's keep it a Miss Parker gonna help save y'all some time, and so
yeah.
For y'all that's been listening and tuning in,
call awareness.
We are coming soon to the 100.
Oh God!
Episode of Watch for the Hook is coming soon.
We'll be all the way turned up.
So for 100 Wednesdays, well, 100 episodes, not 100 days. We started out on Friday.
We did, and then so, we moved to like
Thursday. Okay, we went straight to Wednesday. So now the episode comes soon. If y'all tune in for it. So let's talk. Get on track now because thank y'all for listening up. Run y'all through the gambit real quick.
Right. It's informative.
We want y'all to understand is today we're going to talk about when pandemic spoiled a bunch.
Yeah.
And I bet y'all like, what the hell is they talking about?
What kind of trash is this now?
No, we're going to talk about. So everybody know the world changed forever. March of 2020.
Ever.
And you know what also changed? World of small businesses in the United States of America.
That's right.
Because at this point, including us, well, we had started in 2019. We didn't know a pandemic was coming. In 2020, people could not go outside.
Nope.
Literally. Couldn't go outside to work. Couldn't go outside to live. Couldn't go outside to be prosperous. None of that shit. So, a lot of people started doing what? Figuring out how to make money.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people did what? They started home-based businesses.
They did. They really did.
A lot of these home-based businesses were small businesses. Very small businesses. Including us.
Yeah.
We launched in April of 2020. And when we think back on it, as we've gone through the iterations of Watch for the Hook or M&T Parker LLC, which is our parent company, we've seen every year that we file taxes or we go to our tax auditors.
We don't go to no tax auditors.
Well, I mean, tax preparers.
Yeah.
It changes. The federal government every year does what? they move the needle.
So, dude, what you call it, Mike? The goalpost.
So they move the goalpost. So the goalpost has moved so much since 2020 that we are no longer in the same field.
No, we play, honestly, you went from playing football to like soccer. And there's a big difference. You're still on in a similar arena, on a similar field. But everything you do within the gut of that field, on that turf, is different.
Exactly. So now, you're like, huh, what happened? What happened was, a lot of people left corporate America.
Uh-huh. Sick of this shit. Sick
and
of
when
shit.
They left corporate America, they left those jobs.
Sure did.
And then corporate America didn't have people to fill those jobs. So then now, you have small businesses popping up out the wazoo. And a lot of people are doing what?
Mm-hmm.
Taking money.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought, oh, this may last maybe 6-7 months.
Yeah.
But we are now 4 years removed from March of 2020.
That's right.
And a lot of these businesses, well, I'm going to say a lot, some of these businesses are being very prosperous. But what corporate America has now still felt the sting of, these folk ain't coming back.
I ain't going to come back to work for your job.
And I come back to them. So these jobs that ended up going away in 2020 because people left have not been filled, or now they're being filled with less qualified people.
Yeah.
Which means now they're suffering.
Y'all out here messing up stuff.
Exactly. Which means now one pandemic done spoiled the bunch.
Done spoiled the bunch. They ain't got the perks no more.
So if y'all ain't noticed, corporate America is now fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
Corporate America, who pay lobbyists, be in Congress and the Senate, are fighting back. They're like, hey, we got to get these folks back out of the house.
We need y'all to come to work.
Yes. So what are they doing? They are attacking small businesses out loud and up front.
You need to come to work. Yes. I need somebody to do the work for me.
Yes. We want y'all asses out the house. We want y'all asses out of business. That's when we talk about when pandemic spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of people who had small businesses who probably were flying under the radar, being cool, making a decent amount of money.
Right.
Been doing this 20, 25 years, ain't never had no problems.
Until now.
Pandemic happens, and then a wave of new businesses get established.
We gonna try. We may as well.
Uncle Sam didn't give a damn about who been there.
Nope.
Uncle Sam said to hell with all y'all.
Get y'all ass to work.
Exactly. So what they do? They move the goalposts. They change the rules.
But how does moving the goalposts and changing the rules impact the patron, the individual, the small business owner? It messes with your dollar.
Yeah. If my dollar doesn't go as far, that affects my business.
Or if I lose the access to the dollars I was receiving, which means now you're removing my pockets.
Exactly.
Which means my excess in cash flow is reduced.
One pandemic spoiled the bunch.
So now I'm forced to go back.
Because now you're no longer being profitable.
Nope, not as profitable as I was.
Yeah, because you were like, hey, I've been having a good life.
Hey.
I ain't mobbed nobody. I'm saying nothing crazy. I'm over here chilling. And then all these others them popped up out the blue.
Be it legitimate or not, they were just trying to take, you know, trying to see what happened or not, it still impacted you because of the influx. They now had to move the goalposts to make it meaningful and beneficial for those who are like already doing it or those who are actually able to sustain.
Corporate America sent out a beacon. They said, we got folks MIA. They said, we got folks MIA. They missing in action. They told them folks that work for Uncle Sam, hey, by any means necessary.
So they start changing things. They own the rule book.
Get them back to us.
Yeah, they own the rule book.
That's what they did. So we're talking about one pandemic spoiled a bunch. The bunch goes a whole bunch of ways. But the bunch is the people who've been doing business legally.
Yeah. Or who would actually plan, you know, to start on the brink or cusp of this happening. Like, the goal was to start, and you already had this in motion prior to a pandemic happening. So your goal was to start anyway, not to start as a result of. So for the people that were starting as a result of, they were reaping some of the benefits and the perks from the people who were starting, planning to start anyway, and who had already been in business.
Yeah, because we launched in April of 2020. We initially had planned to launch in February of 2020. But we had some photos that turned pretty bad.
Right.
We had to go redo that on our own. And so that pushed our timeline back.
It did.
And nobody knew that a global pandemic was coming in March of 2020.
No.
Like, let's just keep it a buck. Nobody knew. So we didn't think being pushed back 2 months would have been that big of a deal.
Yeah, 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
But when the world shut down.
It shut down.
We sitting up here with products.
And because we were not planning to launch as a result of sitting home.
No.
We were already preparing to launch as a result of a venture we had been working on.
We was planning to launch outside.
Yeah.
But then we launched, everybody was inside.
He's inside.
And that's just how it worked.
That's true.
And that's no tea, no shade, no anything. When we talking about one pandemic spoiled a bunch, we are talking about the fact is that it happened.
It does.
We watched for the hook for a reason.
Right.
The world got hit with a hook.
Yeah.
And then we turned around, and as we've looked over the years, we are seeing the hook still coming. And the hooks keep coming from certain sources.
Yep.
Day in and day out.
Yep.
Or year in. And you're out.
Either way.
Because corporate America has not technically recovered yet.
No, because it was too many people out here making the TikToks.
Making the money.
Yeah, making dollars off of it. Which was something that was as a result of.
The algorithm was algorithming.
It was.
And now you're out here looking like, why? When last year we look at certain elements, life was cool.
Yeah.
This year?
Stable.
This year? Ooh. Them folks? The Federals? The lockers.
Nah, yeah, they changed a lot. For some people, I guarantee you, when they went to go, you know, deal with their taxes, when they saw these were not little changes. These were major changes. When they went and they going in there thinking, I'm about to fill in the blank with whatever pleases you and helps you sleep at night with your taxes as a result of your taxes. They thinking, this is how it's been for the last, you know, couple of years. So I'm about to have this like I have had for the last couple of years. You go in there and it's a major change.
You would have hooked.
What they probably are now thinking is that it ain't worth it. This shit ain't worth it. You're no longer getting the perks that you were getting. You're not reaping the benefits that you were reaping. You know, like, this ain't fucking worth it. I may as well go back to my job. I ain't finna see shit from this.
These motherfuckers stole my joy.
Yeah, shit ain't your money.
Say it one more time for the girl in the back.
And your money.
Because, what they say, the thief of joy is just being raw.
Yep. And that's what they're doing. They changed it. They didn't ask your opinion. They don't care about your opinion.
They robbing the lungs.
Nobody cares.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all the realized truth. The reason I'm sticking up keeping the government. They walk up to you, pull their pistol out, and say, give me your motherfucking money.
This is true.
That's the original stick-up kid. It's the U.S. government.
And what you going to do?
You going to pay the motherfuckers.
You going to give it up?
or you're gonna fight.
Right.
Either way, if you fight, you still gotta pay money. So you're still giving up your funds. That's when we talk about the one pandemic spoiled the bunch. Mm-hmm. Because there were a lot of businesses, small businesses. And we already talked about the small business number is from 0 to 500 employees. Yeah. I'm like, shit, it's most
interesting. That's crazy. And we talked about that imbalance. Like, if it's two of us, how in the entire world am I supposed to compete with 497 individuals in this other business? Like, move on with that.
That ain't small. Like, hey, man, that's some fucked up shit. Like, if I'm telling you, like my partner, Miss Parker, I was talking about, if I get into a fight with the bear, she'll help the bear. But ain't gonna lie.
I don't need that.
Miss Me and 497 bears. She's not. I need to recalculate this formula.
Vic, like, it's not balanced.
Yeah, it's hard to reach your potential when you're being hampered from the start.
There's an inequality there, okay? Inequality.
Exactly. And so, Ms. Park, you know, I really appreciate you sitting up here as we talk about the imbalancing of how the one pandemic ruined the bunch. For the folks that's still out there hanging on in the bunch, what can you tell them? What can you give them to keep them throwing the lefts and the rights and the piece of the biscuit to hang in there?
So, I mean, how I see it is you choosing to stay or not is really going to be based on, like, your level of involvement. Like, your level of, I really want to do this. Like, you choosing to stick it out is really determined about your level of seriousness. Because for us, choosing to stick it out isn't based on numbers and the way they move the goalposts with the taxes. It's based on our story, our why, our mission, what we're trying to do, how we are now going from one brand to two, how we have other ventures going on. That's why we're choosing to stick it out. So you choosing to stick it out as an individual is really going to be based on why. Why are you choosing to stick it out? Or why are you no longer choosing to stick it out? Is it that you were in it for the long haul, or that it was a short term quick fix, get rich quick scheme?
Hey, Miss Parker said, either you're real or you ain't.
That is exactly it.
Next time.